when we met, you weren't quite kidding me. What you had in store was there for only me. Shouldn't you know you took me by surprise? When I turned and looked, I saw that message in your eyes. There you were, out there on the floor. The way you move, girl, only made me want you more. I did not know you had been hypnotized to the movement of your body dancing in my eyes. I knew I had to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, oh no, no, ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, I find it hard for me to concentrate. If I don't make my move down, it might be too late. I've got to make sure you don't get away. After all you've done, girl, to make me wanna stay. All my life I've been searching for a star. Now my searching's over, and here we are, living in ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, yeah, we're in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, I wanna hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time living in ecstasy. Well, when you lay down next to me, ooh, ecstasy. When you lay here with me, yeah, there's ecstasy. When you are here with me, yeah, always ecstasy. Lord knows when you're next to me, yeah.
Keeping it sexy this morning, classic.
Very white.
What, nephew, the maestro?
Buckle up. Mm-hmm. Here it is, strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: he called the wedding off twice. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 33-year-old woman without any kids, and I am an RN. I thought I had found the man of my dreams, but it's more like the child I wish I never had. Everything was great at first. It took a while to bring him around the family just to make sure. After we got engaged and started planning the wedding, there were issues with him saving money. He thought the number I set for our guest list was too big. See, the thing is, he never had his mom and dad in his life, but I have. I have a good foundation. From the way he treated me at first, I didn't think it mattered. He has female ways, like the whining. We even went to counseling, and his attitude really started to stink. I'm seeing he is bipolar. I'm truly hurt and can't stop crying. I don't know what to do. He's the first guy I've dated like this. I think he's jealous of the bond I have with my family. He is a Scorpio and has a strong personality that scares me. I've been having these crazy dreams. I'm scared and ready to give up. I don't want to settle, but I'm ready to be complete in my life. I have a career, and I just want a good man to complete me. I have a nasty feeling because what man calls off a wedding that he is barely paying for? Please give me good advice. Please help me and give me advice to a woman that really doesn't know what to do. I just cannot get over this. Wow. It's really nothing in this letter that says you guys should be married, really, and all your answers are in the letter. I mean, you already had sort of issues with this guy, with the way he handles money. I mean, money is so important, how you handle it in a marriage. That's a red flag. You felt something wasn't right early on, you said, and that's why you didn't take him around your family at first. Here's another answer that's in your letter. He has female ways, like the whining, you say. Of course, no woman wants a man with female ways who whines. We want a man with manly ways. You said you think he's bipolar. You said he scares you. You've gone to counseling. That didn't work. It's a mess, but you're thinking, I don't know, it seems like you guys don't have good communication. You're thinking it's because he doesn't have a good foundation and you do. You're looking for a man to complete you. You think that getting married will complete you and all of that. You should already be a complete and whole person before you even attempt to get into a relationship and a marriage with someone. You don't look for another person to complete who you are. So I don't think you're ready for marriage, and I certainly don't think you're ready for marriage with this guy. So you guys need to not get married, have more counseling, and just forget about getting married for a while, quite a while. Steve?
Okay, let's get to it. You're a 33-year-old woman without any kids and an RN, registered nurse. Okay, lady, listen to me. You are a very valuable commodity. That's, you've got, wow, come on now. You got youth on your side. You're single. You don't have any children, and you have a good career. That makes you a highly valuable commodity. Problem is, you don't act like it. I'm going to start at the bottom of the letter. You said, I just want a good man to complete me. That's an admirable request. That's an admirable goal. Most women, I venture to say, would just want to find a good man to help complete them, finish it off, you know, form a family. Okay, now, I'm going to allow you to describe to us the man you got, though.
Right.
Let's go. He's more like the child you wish you never had. He has trouble saving money. He never had his mom and dad. You have a good foundation. You don't think he does. He has female ways. See, you said ways, then you name one, like the whining. So I'm assuming it's some more with this. Mm-hmm. He got female ways. All you mentioned was the whining, but ways has an S on it. Then you think he's bipolar. Then he's the first guy you've dated like this. Then he has a strong personality that scares you. And now you're talking about you want a good man to complete you. I want you to be careful when you say, I'm ready to be complete in my life. Because, see, be careful about the word complete, because, you know, you can complete something the wrong way. You ever turned in an application and they said you haven't completed it properly? Yeah, you can always do that. So when you talk about you want to be complete and you think it's coming from a man, I can assure you, according to your letter, this ain't him. Okay, then let's go here. I'm truly hurt and can't stop crying. I don't know what to do. See, you. Let me tell you what you do. You can stop this. First of all, you're not married. What are you bound to? A date that he doesn't have the money to pay for and is barely paying for, and now you're saying he's canceled it twice. Man, this is a gift from God. Listen to me. Listen to me. Thank God you're crying now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because like Shirley said, if you marry this man right here, you think you're crying now. Mm. at least you have the benefit and the warning shots fired over your head to run now. And as far as the statement you make, I can't get over this, oh, yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can get over it. You will get over it. And you will be better for it. Okay? Really. I don't know what else to say to you, but I think of something on the commercial.
Part two coming up. Give us 5 minutes. We'll be right back with part two of Steve's response.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.